ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। सो यू हर्ड दिस इज स्पेशल डे, यस, स्पेशल डे और वेरी वेरी स्पेशल डे। सो डज द डेज और द डेट्स इन अ कैलेंडर, do those day know that they are special? Yes, 12th of March, does 12th of March is aware of itself that I am a special day, or we are aware of that? And if speciality is connected to awareness, then why not every day is a special day? But still, because today Baba has given appointment, a special appointment, that children, I am going to be with you in the form which we say as inheritance and the rite of confluence age only, which is what is called the day of meeting. The meeting in all the forms, whether it is through our mind connection, intellectual form which we say as Rajyoga meditation, meeting of Bab Dada in Sakar form through Sakar Brahma Baba, as we had it so many years till 1969, and then meeting through Dadi Guzar in the form, again we say, coming into the Vyakta form through Vyakta body as we had been having it all these years, and then avyakta meeting through avyakta stage. So which of these kind was special and which of these kind was not so special? We can't say that this meeting is different from that meeting, because the one whom we meet is the same, no matter whichever kind of medium or the way Baba chooses to meet us. And those who are going to meet also are the same, very special Sikilada children. So therefore, the fortune of recognizing Baba the way he is the speciality which has made our whole life very special. So because of that speciality, applaud for your own self, that it reaches to Paramdham. Yeah? Because what we were before knowing Baba and what we are after we have come to know who is God and how He loves us, and the knowledge which He has given us about ourselves has altogether changed our thinking, our way of life, how we look at each other and how we interact with each other. So this knowledge and this recognition is what is called as spirituality. So one of the sign of the avyakta stage is the spiritual awareness constantly. Whether we are doing any physical karma or gross karma, but we are all the time a point of light, a soul, child of God. So if I am aware of that original truth about myself, even if I am walking in this land or in any other land, north, south, east or west, I remain God's special child. So this feeling of being God's most fortunate child is that wonderful power which I carry. When I carry with me anywhere, I can keep Baba with me. So the very first thing which each and everyone has to ask is, am I aware of, conscious of this greatest truth? Of course, this is visible truth. This is also not some less reality about me. I look like this. This my body is very much there. I can't deny the existence of the body. But we all know that this is perishable. Baba does not know me through this face, right? We will all be sitting in the home during Baba's meeting today, awake the meeting. So will Baba be able to recognize us through these faces? Yeah? Does Baba recognize these faces? What do you think? When Baba emerges us in subtle region, how do we emerge there? Which image of our Baba has in his heart is what is called this spiritual image or subtle image. The energy, our vibrations, our light. If I, the soul, is constantly, you know, radiating or giving the vibrations of peace, purity, love, so what kind of picture will be created with those radiations, with that energy? That is my photograph in Baba's heart. Yeah? And energy is not American or Russian or German or Indian or anything else, you know. The spiritual energy, the thinker, the soul belongs to another realm. So this is what is called a vyakta. Vyakta can be photographed, vyakta can be touched, vyakta can be heard, but avyakta, the energy, the power, the soul, can be felt, can be seen through divine insight. So now also, if we have this illusion that we are seeing each other, absolutely not. What we are seeing is just the accumulation of five elements, isn't it? Yeah? You ate something in the morning? You ate something yesterday? What did you eat yesterday? You ate some rice? You ate some chapati? Where is that today? It is here. What you ate is this. So this is just accumulation of all kilograms and kilograms, tons and tons of vegetable, porridges, grains, drinks. So I am not seeing you with these eyes. I am seeing vyakt. But if I know that behind these eyes is the power which is feeling me and understanding me, then I am able to feel you thoroughly, know you thoroughly, understand you thoroughly. So therefore, first gift of the spiritual wisdom is to be able to be a soul separate from this body while being in the body. The biggest gift is the gift of this ability to be able to detach in consciousness while doing anything. Which in Hindi Baba says, Nyara. So as much I am able to detach myself from my own eyes, from my own face, which is with expression of my existence, that much I am able to be observer of my own activity. That much I am able to observe how I interact with others, which makes me pyara, lovely. Detached from the senses, it means detached from wants, detached from desires, detached from expectations, then you are part of this physical existence. You think that I am this bodily being, then everything connected to this body influences you. And by getting influenced, we accumulate pressure. And that pressure does not allow me to do beautiful actions. I am not able to use my intellect because I am not focused. I am being pressured again and again by the consciousness of everything physical. Someone's identity influences you. Sometime atmosphere, weather influences you. Hunger, thirst, cold. Presence of other people influences you. But as soon as I get detached from this vyakt, with this consciousness, that I'm just a non-physical, very subtle point of light residing behind the eyes, in the forehead. You go anywhere in the world, people are well versed and read in variety kinds of philosophical or religious writings. They may tell you a lot about different versions of God, different things about soul, but no one in the world is able to detach and create that point of silence in which there are no thoughts, and at the same time create that silence in the mind of others. Just now you try this. Just sit relaxedly. Just sit relaxed. If possible, you can just leave a space, one space between each other. Sit after one chair, you know. Just leave one chair empty between you so that you don't touch each other. If you are thin enough not to touch others, it's fine, but better sit separately. And for a moment, remind yourself of your beautiful identity as a being of light in the center of forehead, Atma, soul, the divine sparkle, the direct creation of God. God Himself came and gave me this realization. Oh my dear child, you are a soul like me. You are eternal like me. You are beautiful like me. And you are the resident of the Supreme Abode like me. You have taken this costume, very sophisticated, extraordinary, special costume stitched for you by the Mother Nature. This is visible form of yours, vyakt form. But my dear child, you are not that what you see in the mirror. You are what you think. You are how you feel. You are my child, a speck of divinity, pure, peaceful, blissful being of light. Every human being is a soul in the body and is my child. So when I remember this, I know that everything which I can feel with the senses is just gross and physical and is subjected to destruction, finishing, yeah? And the only permanent thing is me and my Baba. And when my Baba comes and touches this eternal power in me, I am able to charge again with that happiness and enthusiasm which I lost due to degrading physical, material stage in the world. So Baba has returned back that beauty of the soul, because had not I recognized that the purity means when I am able to cherish the current, not this object or not this machinery, but the current in the soul, I am able to sustain that pure relationship with each and everyone. Isn't it? So this is second gift from God. The gift of celibacy. The purity in life is what is the gift of avyakta stage. Unless I experience myself as soul, I cannot sustain my purity. So what we name as maryadas, as yesterday we heard from Baba's Murli, today also, children, anger and lust, awareness of this one is a man, women, brothers, sister, this all is born out of illusory awareness, temporary identity. So if knowledge is light, then purity is might. Just with the knowledge, I cannot sustain spiritual awareness. For that, I need to support my life with a pure thinking. This is the second gift. Now, how it helps us to celebrate avyakta meeting with Baba. How without purity we cannot even if Baba is sitting in front of us in corporeal medium, we cannot experience Baba's love. But if we are pure, no matter wherever we are in any part of the world, but we can bring Baba in that atmosphere, we can pull Baba. What is the relationship of the purity and meeting with God? So when we ask this question, I have to ask just one simple thing, that the moment you think of getting something from someone, or the moment you have thoughts of dislike for someone, how is your face? When you think of getting something from someone, oh, this one should appreciate me, or this one should like me, or this one should, you know, talk to me, or this one should do whatever I want, or why this one is not doing what I want. The moment you have such thought, How is your face? Just create these thoughts and look at each other. You look more beautiful when you give. Why we love Baba? Why Baba looks so beautiful? Because Baba gives. If Baba today comes, or Baba decides that, okay, well, it's done with me. 82 years I had been giving. Now I am going to ask from them, finally, what you are going to do. How many of us will run to meet Baba? You know, certainly not. We all run to meet Baba. We all want to see Baba. Baba is so beautiful. Why? Because Baba does not take anything. Baba does not want anything. Baba just gives. This is purity. So therefore, our act of giving also sometime, when it is accompanied by the wish of getting, okay, I am giving so that I can have, you know, a good status in golden age. Or Baba says, if you do service, you will become very big server in the Brahmin family. No. I have to give because this is for what I am. I am a seed of all accomplishments. I am seed of all attainments. The seed does not need to attain something. Isn't it? Seed is full. That is the definition of seed. The seed is full, and seed, when required to give something, seed is given water, air, sunlight, heat, and is put under the earth, then we can get whatever is hidden in the seed. So we too are full of love, full of happiness, full of peace. So why we are here? We are full of everything. We have taken this body, we have been given this body made of heat, water, fire, earth. The soul is put into this structure to give. Why I have got these eyes? To give. Why I have got this mouth? To give. Why? Because I am seed, full. We didn't come from Paramdham, didn't descend from Paramdham to get happiness. There is no happiness in the dead matter. Is there any happiness in this table, chair, in this light, or in this building, or floor, or sheets? No. There is no happiness, there is no peace in anything which is material. Matter means without life. Yes, it's me, the life. I am the only life on the earth. So the life is here to give. It's because of me. This body is able to stay alive. So the moment I get up, am I aware of this avyakt fulfillment? I am not a physical image which needs something, but I am an avyakt image and I am here to give. So this energy of giving or desire of giving stays alive the more I keep Baba's image in front of me. Baba has told, okay children, when you came you were full, then you lost the consciousness of this fullness. You suddenly decided you need something. You suddenly thought, oh well, you need this also to be happy, or you have to be there to be happy. You have to get this to be happy. And you thought, this can be done only by striving to get more and more. So dear children, that is why this difference has come. Otherwise, I am beautiful, I am powerful, you beautiful, you powerful. But now the problem is, there is difference. Antar. Difference means antar. Difference between my Father, the Supreme Soul, and me. And now how this difference has to be finished? Yeah? Because this coming of Baba, avyakt image, came in vyakt form, like me, and showed me the difference. Yeah? Do we look like Baba when Baba comes in vyakt form? Yeah? So bright, so beautiful, so subtle, so pure. So we should look like Baba, but we don't look like Baba. Why? Why this difference? Antar? Because we suddenly thought we have nothing, we have to get, and we start indulging in everything visible, tangible, eating, looking, enjoying. So the more we keep looking at avyakt image, more we keep thinking of avyakt image, Sri Baba's incorporeal image, when he comes in corporeal body of Brahma Baba or Gulzar Dadi, as Baba had been coming so many years. So this is avyakt image. So the more we keep this image, more we come closer, sameep, and equal. Become equal, saman. So 10 years ago, I used to look like this. Want to have, want to have, want to get something. After 10 years, I met Baba. I should not look like as I used to look like 10 years ago. Agree? Yeah? Yes, no? Please? How should I look like? So then, each one of us should be in the stage that people say, we want to celebrate avyakt meeting with you. It's not we so many meeting for one avyakt being. By meeting with that avyakt being, we should all be able to come to that stage. So this antar, this difference, has to be, Baba told children, finish this difference of you being perceived, or you visible as just physical beings from east, north, west, south, with different colors, with different features, and your Father Almighty absolutely different. Now by looking at Baba again and again, how Baba talks, how many years Baba had been accepting bhog in front of us, how many years? Yeah? More than almost 40 years, yes? Through Guzar Dadi we are looking this. Before that in Sakar Baba. So how Baba eats? One karma. The soul does not need to eat, but soul is doing the act of eating for this body, to sustain this body. So how, when Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba come, they eat, Baba has shown us. So do I eat in the same way? There is difference. There is a difference in how Avikta Bab Dada accepts the material food, or we eat or accept the material food. So if meeting has to take place between two, can it be joyful meeting? It's not the meeting of equals. If we just see at something very good and beautiful, just onlookers sitting at a distance and looking, this is like bhaktas. Oh, how good you are, how beautiful this is. It's like devotees looking at image. But if I am in front of Baba, I celebrate the meeting becoming like Baba, this is Avyakta meeting. So how we are going to celebrate today? Yes? Bhaktas looking at the beautiful image, oh how beautiful Baba you are. Yeah? We know that today Baba is not going to use the corporeal costume and come to meet. It's going to be a Avyakta meeting. We know that very well. But am I going to be a part of that meeting as an observer? Okay, let me see what will happen. Or an Avyakta image is going to meet Avyakta image. So the very wonderful thing with the spirituality is you can't make up spirituality. You can't make up. You can talk of spirituality, but you can't make up. You have to be. You can't just be for some time silent and be awake. No. You have to bring your stage of silence by removing all your negativity which has been accumulated. Negative mind cannot be silenced. So negativity has to be erased. So therefore we get this everyday study. Through this everyday study, we bring ourselves close to the identity which our Father has. So second thing which Baba has told about a Avyakta meeting, one is this, that finish the difference by looking at Avyakta, match yourself. Baba eats like this, Baba talks like this. How we talk, how Baba talks. How we see, how Baba sees. Difference is there. So looking at Baba, finish that difference. This is one thing. And another is, finish negativity. He is absolute light, lighthouse. Baba is just light. There is no dark spot in the existence of Almighty. He is absolutely pure, ocean of purity. And me? So for Avyakta meeting, I have to erase, completely remove negativity. I cannot do that if I do not love enough to this being of purity. If you love someone, you definitely will do everything to be with that one. Isn't it? Yeah? If you love enough and if you love fully that one, you will do everything to be like that one. So this is called finishing my own separate individuality or individual identity as an impure being. I'm no more there. I'm what you are. I'm what you say. I do not want anything else, but I just want to be with you, my Baba. Because I was with you. You are my father, and I know you love me, and there is no love beyond that love which you show to me. So no matter whatever happens with me or anyone does with me, I do not stop and create questions. Because by creating question, I will linger with my negativity. By asking about justice, it's not justified. No one should do like this with me. Why you do that? What not we have done with God? What not we have spoken about God? And when God came, what He did? When God came, what He did? What He talked to me? Bitter child. Oh, you naughty child. Or you silly child. No. What God said? Meethe bache. And were we sweet when Baba met us? Were we sweet? And even now, everyone knows who you are. Yeah? So Baba is pure because Baba does not get hooked to others' behavior, others' activity. So finishing myself, I am not there. Baba, as you say, or what you want, that is how I will live now. So finishing myself in love of God, not coming out of that love. Because in order to set the issues with others, in order to look for justice in small things, in order to get clarity of why people are doing like this with you, you will go very far. You will have to go very far. Once a person in Yagya did something wrong financially, and it was not a good thing. It was like a case of corruption. And Brother Ramesh, who was instrument for whole this account matters, he told Baba, Baba, I think that we should file a case against this person, this brother. So Baba told, child, did you forget that Baba is Dharamraj also? Because if you will now waste time to look for, you know, some justice to file case, guarantee is not there. Because the law of this land does not give you assurance of bringing the truth. You will waste time also. But I am sitting, I am Dharamraj, where this child will go ultimately? This child will have to come in front of me sooner or later. So I will look into the matter. You continue to do Baba's service with honesty and with focused mind. Do not get distracted with behavior of others. You see? So just see that how many times we come out from that avyakt beauty due to the people doing wrong, even in the service relationships, or by thinking of ourselves being responsible. How much we put our nose into the sanskars of others and shed our beauty, shed our purity, and get affected with the negative feelings or vibrations, isn't it? Yeah? And Baba knows everything, but Baba does not allow to enter that kind of feeling in his heart for us, no matter what we do. So most fortunate we are that today thousands of such souls who have understood this secret, that we are the pure creation of God, and today God is coming to say hello, to meet us, to hug us, to love us. So although we will be sitting amongst thousands, but I'm going to meet Baba alone. Baba is coming for me, and I have to celebrate each and every day like that, each and every moment like that, so that people can see Baba through my image also. So now sit like this again, emerging Diamond Hall, as if this is Diamond Hall, and in this beautiful hall, Baba's Drishti is on us, and we his children, with love in our hearts, are in front of him. In a place of coolness, in a place of silence, and in a place of love. We are here. With this aspiration that our most beloved Baba is to be with us. The one who knows his children. Long last, and then found deity soul, the light of the world. Who had played variety of roles in the Kalpa, but have never gone away from God. And once again, God has come in the life and is decorating his children again. Now I understand. I am here to take Baba with me everywhere. I am here to show my father's image, because his presence creates the experience of heaven around. His presence in our heart creates the experience of oneness, unity. One family and one world. His presence creates most auspicious, pure feelings. As if differences disappear, physical boundaries are removed, hearts get connected, and there is as if the ocean of love flowing everywhere. This is the atmosphere where the soul heals and soul sheds all the impurity. Yes, this is you, my Baba. I now feel you. Oh, my sweet Baba. Thanks for giving me understanding of how to be with you, how to keep you with me, and how to be like you.
easy.